Right, Dr. Boros, hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you again.
It's great to have you on video again. And this time I've decided to bring you on so you can talk a bit about the biohacking, the third biohacking conference happening in Israel, which you're going to be the leading presenter coming from abroad, actually. Can you just say what's your professional or what's your credentials?
Thank you so much for inviting me to this very exciting conference. I teach biochemistry at the University of California, Los Angeles. I'm a physician by training, and I have published about 100 papers in the medical literature. I'm in the best 2.5% of all scientists,
Well,
according to ResearchGate. I do have established very broad, very efficient collaborations, and I do serve on review boards, including medicine, oncology, and I do deliver talks at international meetings regarding biochemistry and deuterium.
that's a long list. I'm sure you have more on this list. What's your specialty is basically water and deuterium. Can you just say in one phrase why people or the people in Israel, in that sense, need to know about deuterium?
Listening to my talk that covers basic biochemistry, I will show you how your body produces water as its primary and main biochemical function, and how deuterium needs to be discriminated from the process to keep and maintain good health. And this is practically the ABC of biochemistry that I'm going to teach you. How to look at your cells, your mitochondria, and yourself, after all, and your health, with knowledge that is deeper than genomics and omics in general, but leads back to the very basic biochemical fundamentals of human cellular functions and health.
Is it true to say that in the medical world, nobody knows about it, or at least practice it?
It's long been ignored, only physics and chemistry, and to that matter, determining age of biological samples or fossils use stable isotope information, including deuterium, but actually no one uses it for medicine except for my clinic, our clinic in Los Angeles, and to that matter, Yale University measuring deuterium in tissues as their imaging practice, which is replacing magnetic resonance imaging, better known MRI. Now it's done using deuterium. And so in the US, this is getting a very hot item as far as pursuing medicine and better understanding of health. And this is the type of information that I like to bring to Israel. And talk to biohackers about the potentials of how this information can be used to turn health to a most cost-efficient and easier issue to handle.
Excellent. So really, is it true to say that maybe we will hear about deuterium depletion as a medical practice only within few years from now? I mean, the fact that you're coming to Israel to share this information and this practicality, because it's not just information, it's actually really advanced stuff. This is cutting-edge biochemistry, am I right?
This is actually how medicine is getting done at prestigious institutions in the United States. In fact, deuterium ketogenic diets is how type 1, type 2 diabetes and cancer are approached. This is how cancer is diagnosed using MRI by generating deuterium images of tissues. And this is the basic biochemistry knowledge that I'm delivering that will make these new novel research and clinical initiatives a reality and easy to understand for biohackers and physicians and professionals and the lay people.
And the presentation you're going to give is not just for biohackers, it's also for doctors, for therapists, for people with modern diseases like metabolic, chronic autoimmune diseases. I mean, is it true to say that it's for everyone?
everybody who is interested in heart and disease from a different angle that is easier to pursue from the very basic fundamental cell functional perspectives, and just, you know, in a cost-effective manner, this is the easiest way to maintain your heart by better nutrition, which means it's deuterium-depleting nutrition, and also what you drink is practically deuterium depletion through water that you drink, and I'm going to cover the basic biochemical information that you need to know to use this efficiently.
Excellent. So people who will come to your talk in the biohacking conference, they will get, apart from the knowledge, they will get some tools in order to improve their energy levels or their well-being?
I will make sure they understand how their body functions from the biochemistry point of view using very simple examples and visual aids. And I'm going to help them to turn their practice, their lifestyles, their food, nutritional protocols, more of a biochemically clarified health promoting and disease preventing and maybe curative practice. And this is practically what I intend to do, to deliver the information that you need to know and use for your own heart and the heart of your family or patients based on deuterium depletion of various methods and various efficacies and various practices.
Excellent. I'm really pleased to know that, because I'm really excited. I mean, we're going to see you, you know, within a couple of weeks or so. And the conference is going to be in a very prestigious place in the center of Tel Aviv. And actually, inside the auditorium, there's no radiation at all. I've been checking it with a radiation detector. There's no radiation at all. And there will be some red lights for the improvement of mitochondria. Obviously, there will be some blue LED lights, etc. But I'm doing my best. Maybe one last thing, are you going to present to the Israeli audience the connection that you have made between deuterium or deuterium depletion in nature and the Torah?
Indeed, this is one of the most exciting aspects of me coming to Israel. The Torah talks about deuterium depletion in reference to the fifth book of Moses, which is translated as Deuteronomy in the canonized Christian literature, yet it's part of Torah, the content, the dietary recommendations, the water consumption practices, the lifestyle that is recommended, the religious practices, and the text itself, written in Hebrew. They actually reflect on many discoveries that are made by NASA these days.
Wow.
And I'm bringing this information of what NASA has discovered and interpret it from the scriptures and what is written in the Torah. So for us, it's a scientific discovery yet and set of discoveries, but for the Jewish people, this may be even just natural.
Excellent. Laszlo, thank you very much. I'm really excited to see you within a couple of weeks or so and to spend some time with you in Israel and for you to meet all the lovely people that we have here and the biohackers community that are going to come to this conference. Thank you very much. See you soon. Love to Esther.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you soon.
Take care.
Bye.